In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The record heat, floods, storms, and wildfires devastating communities around the world underscore the grave risks that we all face.
UNESCO's vote on the status of Australia's coral reef was a clear...
The World Space Week takes place earlier in October between the 4th and the 10th. And here in New Zealand, around this time, the company Spacebase has been running a space research incubator challenge for the past 3 years.
...solve the biggest environmental issues that we have.
The purpose of the challenge...
This is an excerpt from one of their videos around the challenge.
...researchers and innovators to take up these tools...
This year's theme was Space for Earth. It's based around using space technologies to address climate change issues around the Pacific region.
The challenge this year has two categories. One is for high school students and the other for university students and
staff. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar and this is Voices. We'll come to the challenge in a bit, but first some background to it. Space-related research has been on an upward trend here in New Zealand, largely pioneered by companies like Rocket Lab. But also on the academic side of things, we're seeing a surge in interest here, with Victoria University also launching its first space study program. Today on Voices, I'm chatting with Emmeline and Eric Dahlstrom here, the founders of Spacebase. They've just recently been awarded the Kia Friends of New Zealand Award. And I'm talking to them about why the democratization of space is something that they're so passionate about from here in New Zealand.
What made you both choose New Zealand as your base?
I guess we've been coming to New Zealand on vacation starting from 2002. And probably that's not a coincidence with the... the Lord of the Rings movies coming out, we're big fans of. But yeah, coming and really just fell in love with the country in terms of the outdoors. And just so it just so happened in 2017, I think everything aligned.
What aligned was the forming of the New Zealand Space Agency in 2016 and also the couple getting accepted into the flagship Edmund Hillary Fellowship cohort in 2017 for their work in space entrepreneurship. Emmeline has spent many years working as a space development consultant, including space tourism. And Eric spent over 3 decades as a space engineer with both NASA and the commercial industry in the US before coming to New Zealand. To them and many others in the industry, New Zealand is ideally placed for space research and innovation. From almost nothing in 2016, with the forming of the New Zealand Space Agency, the industry was worth about $1.6 billion by the end of 2019.
Around the world, people are very aware of in the space world about activities in New Zealand already, and so it's and I think that's been growing as well. There's more and more companies that are emerging.
Emmeline, you're from the Philippines, and Eric, you're American. How did you both come together?
You want to take that?
yeah. So we both attended the International Space University, which is a program that. It has a program in around July and August that moves around the world. And so
since 1988.
Yeah. And so when I attended in France in 91, Emmeline was already on staff, having attended in 89. And so we met in France, and then we worked together in Spain and fell in love in Sweden and got married in Austria. all through various connections to this program, International Space University. Yeah, yes.
Your company, Spacebase, now it's all about encouraging space entrepreneurship and innovation. So, what kind of opportunities do you see for this sort of research that are in some ways unique to New Zealand?
Yeah, we created Spacebase and co-founded it with really a long-term goal of shrinking the gap between the uneven space opportunities that's happening globally. So that's sort of like the long-term goal. And we thought that New Zealand would be the good place to really start that prototyping process of how do you create space ecosystems. And so we chose New Zealand because I think there's a lot of, you know, what we call sustainable elements for creating a space entrepreneurial ecosystem, which includes the location, the progressive government that is really conducive for like space businesses to thrive. There's already an existing, entrepreneurial academic sort of like community that already exists, which are all elements of being able to create a good ecosystem.
The geographical location, I think that's quite key, isn't it? Making New Zealand a growing hub for that sort of space research.
The advantages are that there's not much ship or air traffic to the east or south, and so you can launch more frequently that way. And then also in the far south, near Invercargill, there's satellites, polar orbiting satellites, sort of converge at the higher latitudes, and so it's a great place for a ground station for receiving data from the satellites.
It must be mind-boggling the amount of change that has taken place over the path of your career.
No, for sure. Because in the past, like for us, who's been around for like decades, traditional space used to be just government and big, big activities, very expensive. But today, there are startup companies that are coming from like humble beginnings, and not just from the US, but like from all over the world, are now competing with products and services that used to be just governments or big aerospace companies. And that's because of the democratization of the technology and basically componentry being off the shelf. And so there's a lot of adjacent industries now where it used to be you'd think are not related to space, but are actually seeing that they have business lines that could be applied to the space industry.
In what way does something like creating a space-related ecosystem of industries and companies and entrepreneurs, what sort of local as well as global problems do you think something like that can help solve?
We can start with defining the space industry, at least as it is today. The easiest way to think about that is upstream and downstream, of which the upstream is really manufacturing, launch services, of which we're seeing a small community growing in New Zealand. Then there's the downstream side of it, where you actually leverage the data that's coming down from satellites and using that for many different applications. So there's also companies here in New Zealand that are doing that, that are using it for either, precision agriculture, weather prediction. There's a lot of Earth observation satellites today that are really focusing specifically, if you think about climate change, like 90% of climate change monitoring is being done by satellites today.
Yeah. As you get all this space activity going on of people creating companies and using other suppliers and building on the industrial base and building up capability, eventually the space systems that you're building are being applied to real life problems. And that includes, a big focus on environmental issues in the biosphere for New Zealand.
20 teams from 5 different Pacific countries and 100 participants came together for this year's Incubator Challenge.
Challenge this year has 2 categories. One is for high school students and the other for university students and startups.
Since like 2018, we've run a national Pacific or Pacific region space challenge. And what we normally focus on is leveraging satellite data to address mostly climate change. So like the past 2 problem areas that we've worked on, like carbon sequestration or coral health monitoring. And then this time around, it's monitor identifying methane emissions.
What's the hoped outcome from this?
The climate scientists have identified if you can reduce methane, that's the most cost-effective way to avoid the worst global warming and give us more time for removing carbon dioxide emissions. We're hoping that all these different teams will build up their capability to approach this problem in different ways, and and will just increase the level of expertise in this whole region, and especially
for measuring
methane, and be able to complete the cycle of detecting it with the satellite back to going back to the source and reducing it. It also is one of our messages when we run these challenges and include a high school level, is that the access to satellite data and just your ordinary laptop is much more powerful than what I used to use when I worked for NASA on remote sensing spacecraft. And so we try to show that you can actually engage and help solve some of these serious problems just with the tools that you have access to right now.
That's Emmeline and Eric Dahlstrom there talking about their company Space Base, which is all about space-related innovation and democratization of space. My name's Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I make an episode of Voices, where I feature people from all around the world who live here in New Zealand. You can follow Voices on Spotify, Apple, and all your favorite podcast platforms. And yeah, you can also find us on the RNZ website. Today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Veal, and I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.